as a senior at UT. It's definitely very sad that our last semester got cut short and so unexpectedly. I don't know about you, but I didn't realize it was like the last time I was going to be hanging out with certain people when I was hanging out with them. And I think that a lot of innovation will come out of the time we're in now. But I think overall it is very sad, and it's something we've had to adapt to. But it is amazing to see how people have adapted so quickly to being in isolation and figuring out a different way to do things. I did think for a second, like, oh my gosh, like, a bunch of people are losing their jobs. Like, it's going to be very hard to start a company during this time. But I thought about it more and I thought, you know, maybe the position that I gave up will go to someone that needed it more than I do. Like, at least I have this other opportunity and I wouldn't change it. So I'm still excited about pursuing Pocket Punch and I can't wait for what's to come. We've definitely had a bigger presence on LinkedIn lately, just with announcing that we are pursuing Pocket Punch full time, because I think a lot of people, and actually, investor told me this, he thought we were just like a class project, and now to see that we're not is pretty remarkable, I guess. And so that's been exciting. Something else that's changed for us is we really want to be involved with orientation, because it is important for every college student to have self-defense. The statistics show that you're 4 times more likely to experience some sort of violent crime during your college years, sadly. And so we really wanted to get that message out at orientation. And now, since it's not in person, we're trying to get into the virtual orientations.